Time for Coach's Corner on Country 101.7. This hour, we talk all things Hartford Jaguars football as they get set for another matchup this Friday night against Burlingame. Coach, first, we're going to look back at last week. I'm looking at Max Preps, 46-0 loss to Waverly at home. You know, every week I start with the positives. You know, obviously it's a tough loss. Your team really struggling offensively, but what are some things you can point out that are positives that you can look at as building blocks moving forward?
Yeah, you know, we've had three different quarterbacks through this season already, so finding our footing offensively has been difficult. Going forward, you know, last week was our first week that we had over 100 yards of offense. So I think that's something we can really build on, and you know, it shows our progress heading in the right direction and the effort that these kids are putting in to do the right things. You know, Tyson Degwa stepping in as at quarterback there, and he did a really good job, you know, running the football and commanding the guys a little bit. And shoot, we've been in several positions to score and just haven't been able to do it. And, you know, and we're getting closer. You know, we're right there, and eventually it'll all pull together and we'll be all right.
And, Coach, you know, you look at your team. Can you talk about the challenge of building this program and, you know, all of the moving parts and how resilient the kids have been to kind of to go through this adversity and, you know, still be playing football? We talked about this last week. You got a small team out there. And, you know, how big of a challenge has it been to keep the kids motivated and keep them inspired and ready to play football?
Yeah, you know, when you have the season going the way ours has gone this year, you know, it can be super, super difficult to want to be motivated to show up to work every day and do the right things. And, you know, our kids have really stepped up to the plate. You know, sure, there's lapses here and there, but they have the drive to want to do good things and want to succeed. And it's really good to see them, you know, even when things aren't going right. And it's something we're really working on as a program and changing the culture is when things don't go right, make something good happen. And they're doing a really good job stepping up to the plate and challenging themselves every day to get a little bit better.
Also, Coach, one thing I want to mention is, you know, your schedule has been brutal. You've played some really good football teams. You've already played Madison. You have a good team in Lebo as well. Now you got Burlingame coming up. Can you talk about how challenging that schedule is?
Yeah, for sure. You know, our area is filled with a lot of really good schools. Our league is really tough, and you got to show up ready to play every week. You know, nothing's given to you. Everybody's hungry, and so, you know, our area is just full of some talented kids and good coaches and good schools, good teams, and so it's really tough. And you know, you just got to stay focused on yourselves, on our own team, and what can we do each week to improve a little bit and try not to, you know, focus. You know, we got Burlingame this week. Jeff Slater, good coach, good team. You know, not focusing on, wow, those guys are just so perfect, and really reeling in on what can we do each day and each week to just get a little bit better.
All right, Coach. Well, I wish you luck in this week's game, and we'll talk next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
That is the head football coach over at Hartford. His name is Dalen Kistner. And it has been brought to you this hour by Hartford State Bank and Hartford One Stop.